Hi, everybody. I'm Richard Roberts, and welcome to the Expect a Miracle podcast. So glad you could join me today. Just the other day, I was at home with my wife, Lindsay, and she was doing a live podcast concerning her new book. By the way, if you have not yet ordered her new book, Discover Your True Strength, I strongly suggest you do it. It is the second in a series of books which she has written and is writing. The first book was Discover Your True Worth, which many of you I know have. And also the newest book is Discover Your True Strength. And she's now writing book three, which I'm not allowed to tell you about yet. Got to keep that a secret for a while. But she was doing this podcast, and she said something in this podcast just the other day. And by the way, I hope you order the book, Discover Your True Strength. It's available all over the country now. She said something in the podcast that really, really got my attention. And I wrote it down. She said, what you focus on will develop. Well, I grabbed my phone real quickly and got over to my notes, and I made a couple notes based upon what she said. She said, what you focus on will develop. Now, I immediately remembered that way back in the 80s, you may recall that Polaroid came out with a camera that you could focus on someone, push the button, and a picture would come out. It would slide out, and you could hold it in your hand and literally watch it develop over about 60 seconds to 2 minutes. You may remember that camera. We had one. It was really cool. And I remember that we could, you know, focus it on something and you take the picture, and then that's what would develop. Well, that's what I was reminded of when she said, what you focus on will develop. I also remember, it must have been when our children were little. She had a problem in her body, and she was complaining about it. And the Lord spoke to her and said, stop complaining and instead write down, I am the healed of the Lord 450 times a day. She said, okay. So she got a yellow legal pad and she started writing, I am the healed of the Lord. And she wrote it down 450 times. Well, by the time she'd written it down 200 or 300 times in the day, she said to the Lord, this is taking a lot of time. The Lord said, yes, that's right. That's the whole idea. Get your mind off of complaining about this attack against your body. He said, you're making a faith confession. So she wrote down, I am the healed of the Lord 450 times a day for about a month. And by the end of the month, the problem she had in her body was completely gone. Well, she's illustrating my point here. She focused on her healing instead of focusing on her sickness. What you focus on will develop. And it reminds me of the story of the city boy that went to visit, the country boy that went to visit his city friend. And they were walking down the street, and all of a sudden the boy from the country said, I believe I hear a cricket. And his city friend looked at him and said, what? You hear a cricket? He said, yes, I hear a cricket. And he reached into the crevice of the cement on one of the buildings and pulled out a little black cricket. And his city friend said, I don't know how in the world you could possibly have heard the sound of a cricket with all the sounds of the city. I mean, there are taxi cabs, there are cars, there are people honking their horns, all kinds of people, pedestrians walking up down the street. How could you hear that cricket? And his country friend reached into his pocket and pulled out a silver dollar, flipped it up in the air, and it landed on the pavement, and everybody froze and looked. He turned to his city friend and said, it depends on what you're focused on. Depends on what you're listening for. Well, let me ask you a question. Are you focusing on fear? Are you focusing on worry? Are you just only looking at the problem that you're facing? Are you waiting for the other shoe to drop? You know, Jesus came walking on the water in the middle of a storm. The disciples were freaking out. They thought at first he was a ghost. And he told him, don't be afraid, it's just me. And Peter said, Lord, if it's really you, bid me to step out on the water. And Jesus said, step on out. And Peter walked on the water as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus. But when he took his eyes off of Jesus and focused on the problem, the storm, instead of his Savior, he began to sink. and began to cry out, "Lord, save me." And Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up. Now, you know, a lot of people criticize Peter for going underwater, but how about the other disciples? They didn't even make an effort to get out of the boat. How many times do we focus on the problem and not the solution? What you focus on will develop. Well, look at me. Look at my life. When I was 19, my dad, Oral Roberts, prophesied over me that God was giving me a healing ministry. He said, "Richard, it'll be different than my healing ministry. My healing ministry has been a laying on of hands ministry, whereas yours will be a word of knowledge ministry." Well, at that point in my life, I didn't know what the word of knowledge was. He said, "You'll feel the power of God coming up in your chest and up in your throat and through your voice. And when you speak, people will be healed." He said, "Son, you're going to be on television much more than I have been on television, and you'll not be able to lay hands on people. You'll operate through the word of knowledge." Well, every prophetic word that he spoke that day when I was 19 has come to pass. I think I've done, well, the last time I checked, I think I've done at least 15,000 television programs, far more TV programs than he ever did. I even did live television for almost 20 years. And I've got some news coming up for this summer. Some time ago, I was a guest on Flashpoint on the Victory Network. Gene Bailey is the host of that program. And my friend Hank Kuhneman, the prophet up in Omaha, and several others are on that program each week. And they asked me to have a healing service on the Flashpoint, and I did. And Gene told me later they had so many healing miracles. And you know what? It came into my spirit. I may be 75 years of age, but the Holy Spirit doesn't know how old I am. And it just came into my spirit again. I wonder if I could do a live 30-minute healing television program 5 days a week. Well, I carried that thought in my heart for months. And finally, I was about to burst with it. And so I told Lindsay, and I told my children about it, and I called my top staff together in our ministry, and I said, "Here's the vision that God's given me." And every one of them said, "Oh, yes, yes, this is of God. This is of God. This is of God." And I thought to myself, well, what shall I do? How can I bring it to pass? I don't have any way of doing that right now. Came into my heart, and I remembered Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth has been a mentor to me since I was a teenager. He's the one that prophesied to my father that I was coming home and I was going to give my heart to the Lord and be called into the ministry. Now, I was just a teenager when that happened, so I've known Kenneth most of my life. So I drove down to Fort Worth and spent 2 or 3 hours with Kenneth in his office, and I laid out this vision about how God used me, which of course Kenneth knew and had prophesied much of that himself about me. And I said, "Kenneth, I'm asking if it would be possible for me to do a 30-minute live healing program on the Victory Network, which is the fastest growing Christian television network in the world." Well, I no more than got it out of my mouth than Copeland said, "Absolutely." And so you heard me talk about it on the last podcast. Beginning sometime mid-summer, I'm going to begin doing a 30-minute live daily healing program. I'll be operating in the gifts of the Spirit, calling forth healing miracles. We're getting ready to do some renovation in our studio. I'm going to have to add prayer partners because we're going to have so many more phone calls for prayer. And I'm gearing up for this. I'm making a lot of changes in my life. I'm not going to be able to travel as much because I've got to be home Mondays through Fridays. I only have weekends to go preach and come right back home so I can be on television again. And I tell you what, I am so excited because it's something that the Lord has shown me that I can focus on that will be a blessing in the lives of people. And I am expecting tens of thousands of healing miracle testimonies. And I go back now to what Lindsay said. What you focus on will develop. Right now, my whole life and ministry is geared toward this live program to be a blessing in your life and in the lives of others. What you focus on will develop. This is what I'm focusing right now on. And I believe it is going to develop. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you focusing on just the negative side? Or are you focusing on the positive side? What's that old song? You have to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. Well, it's true in life. You can't spend your time thinking about just the negative side. We know there is a negative side that always comes against us because Satan comes but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. We understand that. But we don't need to focus on that. We need to focus on the good things of God. And like Lindsay, who wrote down, "I am the healed of the Lord," 450 times. Her mind was so much on that, she forgot about the problem, and in the midst of it, God healed her. Reminds me of the story of Pastor Evie Hill in Los Angeles. Great man of God. Had a great church there in Los Angeles. He went home to be with the Lord some years ago. But when his wife passed, he called and asked me if I would come and be a part of the memorial service and to preach. But after I preached, he preached. And he told a story about how his wife had an upset stomach, asked him to go downstairs and get her a Coca-Cola. Settle her stomach. She was just so focused in on the problem she had in her stomach. So he went downstairs in the middle of the night, got her Coca-Cola, came back up. Halfway up the stairs, he fell, broke the Coke bottle, spilled the Coke everywhere. She came to see what he did because he was yelling in the hallway. She started laughing. In the middle of her laughing, she burped real loud, and suddenly her stomach problem was gone. It depends on what you're focusing on. You got to focus on God. You got to focus on His goodness, on His tender, loving kindness. You got to focus on the fact that He knows who you are. He knows where you live. He knows what you've been through and what you're going through right now. And He cares about you. And I pray over you right now in the authority of Jesus' name. I pray that you'll focus in on what God wants you to do in your life and make a decision. That's what I'm going to think about. That's what I'm talking about right now. That's how I'm going to focus in the authority of Jesus' name. I pray over you. I rebuke this satanic attack that's coming against you. I command Satan to take his hands off of your life. I pray over you to be healed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I send the word of God to you in the authority of Jesus' name, and I believe God for a healing. Now, let your faith go and focus your faith on the good things of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, I'm excited, I guess you can tell. I'm excited that sometime this summer, probably in the middle of the summer, we're going to begin a live 30-minute daily healing program on the Victory Network. I am so excited about it. I can see in my spirit, I can see the miracles. I can see the testimonies coming into our office. I can see people's lives being touched and changed and healed in every area, and how I thank God for it. Praise God. And I'm so glad that my wife and my family are with me in this. And I mean by with me, they are with me in spirit in this. They believe that I'm doing what God wants me to do. How I thank God for that. And I am especially glad to tell you about Lindsay's new book, Discover Your True Strength. You know, you've got to take the strengths that God has given you, and you've got to use those. You got to use those against the forces that come against you. And that's what I'm doing in this program, the strength of the operation of the gifts of the Spirit that operate through me. I'm taking that strength and using it for the sake of the gospel and to be a blessing. And this book helps teach you how to do that. Discover Your True Strength. If you have not yet ordered it, you need to order it. It is a tremendous book, and it'll be a blessing to you. Just contact our ministry, richardroberts.org/bookstore, or if you want prayer, richardroberts.org/prayer. Let me know you want it. And thank you for every seed gift you sow into this ministry. When you plant a seed in this ministry, you're saying, yes, you're helping me to expand this ministry in all different ways, all around the world. And I thank God for it. May the blessing of the Lord be with you in every area. And thank you for joining me on this podcast today. This is Richard Roberts. God bless you, and I'll see you next time.
I want to ask you a couple of questions. Have you ever felt lost? Are you concerned about your future? Have you ever felt like you have no strength to deal with the current situation? Do you live in fear sometimes and wonder how to get out of it? Me too. I'm Lindsay Roberts, and I want to tell you what I did. I wrote a book about it called Discover Your True Strength, Choosing to Thrive in the Midst of Life's Challenges. I want to help you. I want to help you find direction the same way I found direction, step by step, idea by idea, concept by concept, a way that I could follow to understand, guess what? I have inner strength. I have strength on the inside that God allowed me to tap into, and I believe you have strength on the inside that you can tap into. I want you to discover your true strength, and I believe this book will be there to help you every step of the way. All you have to do is go online, discoveryourtruestrength.com, and I pray it blesses you.